This is GQDN for Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. You'll love them. They are very delicious. Very good stuff. And they'll keep you active, keep you awake, keep you focused. And that way you do a whole bunch of stuff. So go get it. swiftenergy.gg. Go get the drink mixes, put in the promo code QUEST to get 25% off of your purchase. Excellent stuff. Excellent, excellent stuff. Also, by patreon.com/thegroupquest. That's right, that's all of you. All of you. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some stuff that's going to be on sale. We also have some news about Helldivers 2 and what could be coming to Xbox this month. But we begin today with some very dark tones. To the adults, please cover your kids' ears. And kids, if you're hearing me now, hand the headphones to the adults because they need to hear them, not you, okay? Dot Esports gives us the news that the FBI has arrested an Ohio man by using Fortnite to solicit young boys for sex acts. Now, as I said, there was an Ohio man that used Fortnite to solicit sexual acts from the young boys on Zoom calls. And he was arrested by the FBI after an investigation. His name is Nicholas A. Ranieri, and he was in Minford, Ohio. And he was arrested on February 26th and was charged with pandering obscenity involving a minor, which is a felony in the second degree, and disseminating martial harmful to a juvenile, which is a felony in the fourth degree. And that was via a news release from the Scioto County Sheriff's Office. Now, Sheriff David Thurlman did say that his office was contacted by the FBI about an incident that was, quote, sexual in nature, end quote, that did involve that suspect in the area of Minford. And Thurman said that Rennery was playing Fortnite, and that was to meet the boys, which were underage, where he would offer to buy the boys games and gaming items if that boy performed sexual acts via Zoom. And he would also perform sexual acts for the boy to watch. Now, the suspect was booked on February 26th, and right now, he is still listed as an inmate at the Scioto County Jail. The investigation is still going on. And right now, the suspect is being held by $125,000 bond. Now we're going to lighten things up a bit. Kids, you can now put the earphones back in. Parents, you can let the kids listen in on this one, because Warner Brothers is doubling down on the live service games. Now, granted, via Kotaku, the Suicide Squad game did not do what they wanted. Warner Brothers did not like the sales of that. But according to Dot Esports, they're looking at Hogwarts Legacy and making that a sequel. So Hogwarts Legacy did do all right on its own last year, which was about last year at about this time. And Warner Brothers apparently did like it. But they do want to move away from the AAA titles so that way they could focus on the live service, mobile, and free-to-play games. Now, Hogwarts Legacy sold over 22 million copies last year, which was the best-selling title. And that was followed up by the announcement of the Quidditch Champions. And that is just what we don't know about, right? But some people think that the Quidditch Champions is going to be the Hogwarts Legacy sequel. We shall see what happens. Now, Suicide Squad had a 24-hour peak of about 493 players on Steam. That's according to the Steam charts. Where Hogwarts had a peak of 10,000 players on Steam. So some people think that's replayable. Quite a few people. So we'll keep an eye on both. But speaking about AAA games, Kotaku did say that there's a game dev that is he wasn't frustrated, but the fans were frustrated. So he wanted to remind people that hey, we're humans too. So developers have faced, and this is quoting Kotaku, more harassment and toxic behavior from people who loves the games but seem more interested in yelling how the studios are lazy. Or some people were also saying that they're just woke. But a Sony studio developer did have a message for all the gamers out there, and they were trying to tell them to relax and not to suspect the worst, while also saying, quote, we're just human beings. So with the attitudes that are going on right now in the recent years, developers and people who are also involved in the video game industry have been harassed. And they're not just the men that's in there, but it's also the women and people of color who were getting the angry gamers and mobs who were throwing out insults, slurs, threats, and other toxic language. So here's what Ramon Russell did say as he spoke briefly backstage after the 2024 DICE Awards. Quote, everything is difficult. And if we haven't done something, it's because we haven't figured out the way to do it. We want to do everything. Nobody comes to work in video game development trying to make anyone angry. We want to give fans everything, but we can't. We have a release date. We have a finite amounts of resources. So when we miss the mark, it's never because of a lack of effort. We're human beings just like everyone else. And sometimes we hit that mark, and sometimes we miss the mark. But when we do miss the mark, it's never because we're trying hard enough. So, that is indeed that. Now, there was also, as we get to some really good stuff now, some things that are now on sale, such as what PCGamer.com has, Command & Conquer 3, Tiberium Roars, and Kane's Wrath, which are now $2. Red Alert 3 is the main game, and Red Alert 3 Uprising is $1.49. So those are on sale. And Red Alert, by the way, is $20 each. Now, we don't know if these changes are permanent in the prices, so you might want to get a hold of it, because it's an EA app. If you have the EA app, you can get it for that price. Go check that out. Now, within the good stuff, too, March Madness is coming to Game Pass. Basically, what VGC 24/7 is saying is that there's a bunch of Game Pass. And that starts today. Warhammer 40,000 Bolt Gun is now available. That's cloud, console, PC. I'm not going to give all that stuff out. I'll just give the games and the dates, like March 7th, Paw Patrol World. Okay, that's for the kids. SpongeBob SquarePants Battle for Bikini Bottom Rehydrated Remake comes March 12th. The Control Ultimate Edition comes March 13th. No More Heroes 3 comes March 14th. Lightyear Frontier comes March 19th. And so does MLB The Show 24, March 19th. But when there's games coming in, some games must leave. It's the way of things for Xbox. The games are leaving: Hard Space Shipbreaker, Ni No Kuni, Wrath of the White Witch Remastered, and Shredders. Those three games will be up until March 15th. So go check those out. Yes, 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 indeed. And by the way, if you're into Helldivers 2, Dot Esports is saying that the mechs are coming, because Arrowhead Game Studios did comment on the mech suits, and they'll be arriving soon. So the announcement was made on March 5th on the Helldivers 2 Twitter account, because here's what they said, quote, Helldivers, the XO-45 Patriot exosuits are in full production in the factories of Tien Quan, ready for development on the battlefield soon. So, yep, here we go with that one. Now, they did say soon for that one, but there's no date announced. Still, don't be surprised if it comes out by the end of the month. Oh, Blue News said that, wrestling fans already know, WWE 2K24 Early Access is about here, and we'll have special editions. So, here's what the post said. Quote, today, 2K announced a deluxe edition and 40 years of WrestleMania edition, WWE 2K24, the newest installment of the flagship WWE video game franchise developed by Visual Concepts, are available now on PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, PC via Steam. The Standard Edition and Standard Cross-Gen Digital Edition will be available on Friday, March 8, 2024. WWE 2K24 is a testament to the development team's world championship level commitment to excellence. That comes from Greg Thomas, the president of Visual Concepts, for the quote. Topping our best efforts each year has become a challenge we look forward to, and we are especially proud of what we have achieved in our improvements to gameplay and overall quality. I did say sales, right? Oh, yeah. PC Games N says that there's a Samsung 34-inch gaming monitor that's on sale by 30%. So, this is a 34-inch WQHD resolution and is on Amazon. And it's priced at $350, but you can pick up the Samsung Viewfinity S50GC for just $240. That's the Viewfinity S50GC for $240. It's an ultra-wide QHD monitor, and this is a wide one. It's a limited-time deal, so if you want it, you can get it. Now, the 34-inch curved is also on sale. Original price $600, but it's down to $420. But if you want the flat one, the one that they're talking about, that's the one that the 32-inch I could see on sale for $219. But the 34-inches are also on sale for $239. So they're all on sale. Just which one do you want? You can go check those out if you so want. And if you have an Xbox, according to Game Informer, you can get a new skin for your Xbox controller. It's Fallout. Yep, it's Fallout. And it's done at the Xbox Design Labs, where you can customize your Xbox Series X and S controllers with the pattern designs, unique colors, grips, and more. So yeah, but it's there for you. As we are, this has been a Dawn Forge production 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news, people. Until then, go play some games, people. You know you want to.